main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: former First Lady launches menstrual health campaign. Aerial mineral mapping survey reaches 52.8% completion. In international news, Ukraine condemns brutal Russia strikes ahead of the second day of peace talks. In sports news, Zambia under 20 women deep up preparations. With the news in detail, my name is Mwale Evans in local news. Former First Lady Tandiwe Banda and Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kavana has unveiled two initiatives aimed at improving menstrual health for female students in schools. The initiatives named the First Lady's Hamper of Hope and the media campaign on menstrual health were launched in Lusaka on Friday, 23rd January 2026. Speaking at the event, Banda noted that the lack of sanitary pads is a key factor contributing to inconsistent school attendance among female pupils. She also pointed out that many vulnerable girls without access to sanitary products resort to harmful alternatives which can jeopardize their health. Meanwhile, Kawama called on the media to give greater attention to menstrual health reporting, emphasizing the vital role of media in driving a national dialogue on the issue. Also at the same event, West Mat Zambia's Chief Executive Officer, Mwinji Nankamba, reiterated her company's commitment to partnering with the government to tackle the challenges surrounding menstrual health. Nankamba announced that Westmat Zambia aims to distribute 100,000 reusable sanitary pads to rural schools across the country by May 2027. A 22-year-old student from Kasama District in Northwestern Province has commended the government's re-education policy, saying it is changing lives. Beverly Mushikita says without free education policy, she will not have been able to progress to tertiary education. Mushikita said this during a community meeting held in Huseko Ward of Kasama District by Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Moranga. She also welcomed the feeding program, noting that leaning on an empty stomach negatively affects pupils' concentration and class. Meanwhile, Moranga aids students to ensure that all children are enrolled in school now that education is free. He warns that government will take action against parents who keep their children at home despite availability of free education. Isoka Town Council has approved 33 additional individuals and groups as beneficiaries of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF Empowerment Program. Isoka Town Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sitali says the approvals follow a thorough assessment and selection process conducted by the council. Sitali has disclosed that the approved loans amount to 1,965,000 and are now aimed at supporting various economic activities in the district. Sitali notes that the council has approved 33 beneficiaries under the second phase of the 2025 CDF empowerment loans after successfully completing the required appraisal and verification process. He explains that the funds will be invested in productive sectors such as agriculture, livestock, fisheries, and other income-generating ventures in line with the government's objectives of promoting local economic development. Sitali has further reminded beneficiaries that the loans are revolving funds, stressing the importance of timely repayments to allow other community members to benefit. Still in local news, former Ministry of Education and Laboratory Assistant has been sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor for forging school certificate and impersonating another individual. Chilofia Chisanga, acting head of corporate communications at the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says Lusaka's subordinate court convicted Simon Moyo, also known as Given Piri, after investigations into fraud and identity-related offenses. Chisanga says Lusaka magistrate Anna Vombas Holland imposed sentences of 2 years imprisonment on 3 counts and 3 years on a 4th count, with all sentences running concurrently from January 2022-2026, the date of judgment. She says Moyo, a former laboratory assistant at David Kaunda Secondary School, was arrested by the SEC in February 2024 and charged with 2 counts of uttering a false document, 1 count of impersonation, and 1 count of obtaining pecuniary advantage by false pretenses, contrary to the penal code. According to Chisanga, investigation found between January and December 2026 in Lusaka, the convict acting with a known person fraudulently obtained a replacement national registration card by falsely representing himself as Given Piri. She says further inquiries showed that between January and December 2029, the convicts presented forged school certificates from Pitauke Secondary School bearing the name Given Piri to the Ministry of Education and later to Evelyn Horn College, claiming them as his own. The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has raised concern on the severe shortage of renal consumables in public hospitals countrywide, warning that the situation is dire. Foundation General Secretary Augustine Mukuka has disclosed that as of late last year, hospitals in Mongu, Ndola, Kitwe, Kasama, Lusaka and Livingstone were operating under difficulty conditions, often requiring patients to pay